saddle again.
Yes, it's time once again for Melody Ranch and Gene Autry.
I'm back in the saddle again. Out where a friend is a friend. Where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly jimson weed. I'm back in the saddle again.
That's right, folks. It's another visit with all the gang here at Melody Ranch. There's Pat Buttram, the Cass Colley Boys, the Gene Autry Blue Jeans, Carl Kottner's Melody Ranch Hardway 6 featuring Alvino Ray, and yours truly, Charlie Lyon. Right now, though, meet the boss man himself, America's favorite cowboy, Gene Autry.
In my adobe hacienda, there's a touch of Mexico. Cactus lovelier than orchids, blooming in the patio. Soft desert stars and the strum of guitars make every evening seem so sweet. In my adobe hacienda, life and love are more complete. In my adobe hacienda, nestled in the western hills, evening breezes softly murmur harmony with whippoorwills. When setting sun says the long day is done, sweet music starts to fill the air. In my adobe hacienda, harmony is everywhere. Harmony is everywhere. Well, howdy there, friends and neighbors. Welcome once again to Melody Ranch.
Carl, that Buttram was really popping a lot of leather out there, too. And now, here musically, is a mighty pretty sight familiar to many a cowboy. Matter of fact, he knows winter is just around the corner.
When the snowbirds cross the Rockies and the stormy days are through, there'll be roses in the Rockies and a rainbow in the blue. For the springtime will be ringtime and our dreams will all come true. When the snowbirds cross the Rockies, I'll be coming home to you. For the springtime will be ringtime, and our dreams will all come true. When the snowbirds cross the Rockies, I'll be coming home to you.
Very nice, very nice.
Well, thank you, neighbors. Thanks a million. And now...
Okay, step aside there, Junior. From here on out, I'll take over.
Oh, you will, huh?
Yes, I will. Don't get too smart about it either, because, Buster, if it wasn't for one thing, I'd let you have it.
What's that?
I forgot where I put it.
Exactly what I thought. You know, you act tough on the surface, but underneath, you're just a lot of hot air.
Oh, yeah? Well, don't kid yourself, Mr. Artery. Facts, just this morning, Uncle Charlie Lyon measured my massive chest, and it was 38 normal.
Oh? And what was it expanded?
34. I do it the hard way from the inside.
Brother, how tough can you get?
Oh, I'm tough, all right. Incidental, speaking of being tough, you knew, didn't you, that I come from a family of nothing but girls?
Why, no. As a matter of fact, I didn't.
It's the truth. 11 sisters, and then me. Huh. I was the littlest, so natural, when it come to clothes, I got all the hand-me-downs. Oh.
Poor old Patrick.
Oh, you can say that again. I was the only boy kid in the neighborhood that had to lift his skirts when he slid into second base.
Well, I hesitate to correct you, but the word is not slud, it's slid.
So, slid, slad, slud, what's the difference?
The difference, my boy, is the difference between being couth and being uncouth.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'll have you know I'm just as couth as you are. In fact, I may be a little bit couther. Come right down to it.
Is that so?
Yeah. Incidentally, while we're still on the subject, I want you to know that I don't have to take no more insults around here because, frankly, I'm just a little bit tougher than you might think I am.
Oh?
Yeah.
Well, you don't look so tough to me, Buster.
Well, never the howsoever else, I feel pretty tough. So.
Okay, buddy. In that case, I think it's just about time we had a showdown.
Yeah.
We'll see how tough you are. So I tell you what, I'll meet you out behind the bunkhouse in 5 minutes, and you might as well get one thing straight. I'm not afraid.
Huh, I ain't afraid either, because I won't be there.
What did you say?
Oh, hi, Mr. Artery. I just said I hope you'll be here when the Blue Jeans sing the next song. They're going to sing. Well, don't just stand there with your mouths hung open. Sing!
Gals, I really enjoyed that. Thanks a lot. You know, just a few minutes ago, He sang a song called When the Snowbirds Cross the Rockies. Well, sir, here's another mountain-type song. Only this one's about a moon. Goes as follows. Where the mellow mountain moon hides behind the hills too soon, let me croon my lonely tune of love. While I strum my old guitar, light my way, oh evening star, to the ones I love high in the hills above. Let that old cabin door open wide once more for me. Let me breathe again a wild rose in bloom. Let the morning glory vines twine around this heart of mine. Hold me in your spell, oh mellow mountain moon. Let that old cabin door open wide once more for me. Let me breathe again a wild rose in bloom. Let the morning glory vines twine around this heart of mine. Hold me in your spell, oh mellow mountain moon. Ah, thank you, gang. Many, many thanks. You know, over a period of the last 10 years, I've probably been asked one question more than any other. And that question is, how, when, and where did I get champion? Well, sir, here to the best of my recollection is the answer. One fall day, oh, many years back, a bunch of us cowboys were out on our yearly Sagebrush County Wild Horse Roundup. As a matter of fact, we had done pretty good, too. But what made this particular roundup especially significant to me wasn't the size of the herd. It was the sight of a beautiful stocking-legged chestnut stallion that stood out from the rest of the horses like an icicle on a summer night. Funny thing, too, I knew right then and there that that was my horse. In fact, the very next morning, I was up at dawn, all ready to start breaking him.
Easy, boy. Easy.
Hold him there.
All right, Pat.
Try and throw that saddle on him while I hold this rope. But watch it, he's a wild one.
You can say that again. Easy, fella. Easy. There, that's better. Now just hold still a second while I put this little present on your back for... like that.
Good boy, Pat. Easy now, fella. I'm not going to hurt you. In fact, you and I are going to be darn good friends. You just wait and see.
Okay, Gene, all set.
Right. Now come around here and hold this rope while I get on him.
Yeah.
But don't let him go till I tell you.
Don't worry about me letting go. Just try and stay on yourself.
I'll do my best. Easy now, fellow. Remember, I'm your friend. Okay, Pat, turn him loose.
There he goes.
Well, sir, I've ridden plenty of wild horses in my life, but never anything to match this. The first time he threw me before I even had a chance to get the saddle warm. So I got on him again. This time he spun, sunfished, threw his head, and then he jumped what seemed to be 10 feet off the ground. As he did, he spun again, this time kicking his hind legs high and coming down with the force of a pile driver. When he did, though, I wasn't on him. Finally, and I mean finally, a little over a week later, I managed to get him quieted down to where I could actually ride him without having him buck all over the place. But as I said before, it was worth it. For now I knew I had a real horse, a one-man horse, that'd be with me till he died. That is, I thought I did. 2 days later, I found out I was wrong.
Hey, Mr. Artery! Mr. Artery!
Yeah?
Your horse, he's gone!
Well, I figured he'd head straight to the place where we first saw him, in a canyon way up in the mountains called Spider Pass. Anyway, sure enough, when we got there, we found a whole herd of wild horses, but mine wasn't among them.
Don't appear to be no sign of him here, Mr. Artley. In fact, as far as me and the rest of the boys can tell, none of them other three horses of ours that are missing are in this herd either.
That sure doesn't look like it, Pat. Well, come on. Let's try over in Wilderness Flats. Maybe he's over there.
Right.
Get up, boy.
Get up.
Boys have scoured this whole section, Mr. Artery. No sign of any horses at all around here.
Did they look clear down in that dried-up riverbed?
All the way. Look, don't you think we ought to head back home? It's getting awful late. And who knows, maybe he'll show up there.
You and the boys go on home if you want to, Pat. I'm going to keep on looking. Besides, I've just been thinking...
Huh? Thinking what?
Maybe that horse didn't run away.
Are you kidding? I know he run away. He ain't back at the ranch, so he must have run away.
That's not what I mean. I mean that maybe my horse and those other horses didn't leave of their own accord. Maybe they were stolen. For the moment, the stolen angle was only a hunch. But the more I thought about it, the more the hunch made sense. Needless to say, I had absolutely no idea where to start looking. So I decided to try a wild chance. I remembered that years back I'd done a big favor for a slightly shady Mexican character by the name of El Ratón, English translation, the Mouse. As a matter of fact, I'd saved his life in a gunfight down by the border. Anyway, 3 days, 60 miles, and a couple of hundred saloons later, I finally located him in a deserted third-rate drive-in, the dirty, hot border town of Mesa City. Hi there, Mousy.
¿Qué? Oh, hola, Señor Autry. It is you, huh? It's really you.
Like they say, in the flesh. How's it going?
Yeah. Some days it's pretty good. Some days nothing, pretty bad. You know how it is. But you know something? Always I remember what you told me. No stealing the horses, no breaking the law. Huh?
Well, good. I'm glad to hear it. But that's not why I'm here.
Oh.
I want some information, Mousy. The kind the police don't have.
Yeah. I see. This information that you wish is only for your own ears, huh?
That's all.
See. Señor Autry, you know, I never forget what once you do for me. You just tell me what is it you want me to do, huh?
Just this. Almost 2 weeks ago, 4 new horses were stolen from my ranch. 3 of them I don't care about, but one of them I do. He was my horse, Mousy. I'd just broken him, and I want him back.
But, Señor Autry, I...
Look, I know you had nothing to do with actually stealing him yourself, but I thought maybe you could at least give me a lead.
No. I'm sorry, Señor. I know nada. Nothing. You, please do not ask me again.
Okay, Mousy. That's the way it is. Thanks anyway. Be seeing you around sometime.
Señor Autry.
Yeah?
Your horse is a chestnut stallion with the...
Mousy, can you hear me? Are you all right?
Señor Autry.
Take it easy, friend. Don't try to talk now. We'll get you to a doctor right away.
No, señor. It's too late. Listen to me. Your horse... Miller.
Oh. Hey, you, playing that mandolin. Here's some money. See that he gets the best, will you? He has no family, and I was his only friend. I'll be back. Now I was more determined than ever. Now the man I was looking for, I not only wanted for horse stealing, but for killing my friend as well. And then I remembered what Mousy had said just before he died. He mentioned a man named Miller. The next afternoon, 18 miles outside of town, I found a horse dealer by that name.
Sorry, cowboy, but I just can't recall a horse of that description coming through my stables. Of course, I buy and sell mighty fast these days. Might come back and say a week, though. Maybe he'll have showed up by then.
Yeah, maybe he will. Well, so long, Mr. Miller. Thanks anyway for your trouble. Well,
don't mention it, sir. I couldn't help you out.
As I opened the door, I looked once more around Miller's makeshift office. I remember wondering whether or not he was telling the truth. And then I saw something that made me darn sure he wasn't.
There, hanging in a corner, was a fancy hair bridle. The same bridle I'd left on Champ the night he was stolen. The same bridle I'd made with my very own hand. 3 hours later, and an hour after dark, I was back at Miller's stables. But this time, I wasn't there to ask questions. Not in this stall. I wonder how many of these horses have been stolen. Hello there, Blackie. Good fella. You're not the one I'm looking for, though. I wonder if... Hey, wait a minute. Is that you, boy? Is that you? Why, it is you, Champ. But what have they done to you? Hey, you're all beaten up and bleeding. Here, let me put this shirt around your leg. Maybe that'll help.
Stay right where you are, cowboy.
Or Miller. Why, you dirty, stinking horse beater.
Don't come any closer. I'm warning you, Autry, or I'll give you the same thing I gave your pal Mousy.
Shooting's not going to stop me, Miller. Now drop that gun!
There's one. One for Mousy, too. And this one is your horse. All right, shoot.
All right, get up.
No, please. Don't hit me again.
Get up, I said.
No.
Okay. If you want, I'll pull you.
No, please.
This is for me. And this for my friend Mousy.
I've had enough. I'll do anything you say. Just don't hit me again.
You're a coward, Miller. A rotten yellow coward. Frankly, I wouldn't want to dirty my hands hitting you again. Besides, in this part of the country, the law has a special way of dealing with horse beaters like you. Come on, Champ. Let's get him into the sheriff. And then, boy, you and me are heading for home. And so that's the way Champ and I first got together. Of course, since then, we've never been separated. Yet, much as I hate to think about it, I know someday we'll have to part company for good. When that happens, though, believe me, there'll be empty saddles in the old corral. Where do you ride tonight? Are you rounding up the dogies, the strays of long ago? Are you on the trail of Buffalo? Empty saddles in the old corral. Where do you ride tonight? Are there rustlers on the border, or a band of Navajo? Are you heading for the Alamo? Empty guns covered with rust. Where do you talk tonight? Empty boots covered with dust. Where do you walk tonight? Empty saddles in the old corral. My tears would be dried tonight if you'll only say I'm lonely as you carry my old pal. Empty saddles in the old corral.
Empty guns covered with rust.
Where do you talk tonight?
Empty boots covered with dust.
Where do you walk tonight? Tears would be dry tonight if you'll only say I'm lonely as you carry my old pal. Empty saddles in the old corral.
Right now, let's all pay careful heed to Alvina Ray
his steel guitar, and the steel guitar rag. One and only Alvino Ray. Many, many thanks, Alvino.
And now, neighbors, seeing as how once more it's Cowboy Classic time here at Melody Ranch, I thought you might enjoy hearing a song that, for my dough, is one of the most satisfying of all Western classics. It's called We'll Rest at the End of the Trail. I'm weary and tired. Our work is all through, but we'll rest at the end of the trail. We'll stand by the fire where there's nothing to do when we rest at the end of the trail. If we feel like roping, we'll hitch to a star. So just keep on loping, it's not very far. We're weary and tired. Our work is all through, but we'll rest at the end of the trail.
If we feel like roping, we'll hitch to a star. So just keep on loping, it's not very far.
I'm weary and tired. Our work is all but we'll rest at the end of the trail.
At the end of the
Melody Ranch, starring America's favorite cowboy, Gene Autry, has come to you through the facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.